Hello and welcome back to the Keep Her Lit podcast with me, your host, Tara Gallagher. Hello everyone, what's the crack? I hope you are good. I wanted to say before we get started, thank you so much to everyone who listens in on this podcast. I've had some really good feedback lately about the podcast, which is so lovely to hear. And I also appreciate it so much just because like it takes the time out of your day to go and say something nice to somebody, and I think that's so underrated, like how that makes you feel if you do that, you know. And I just thought I would say a huge thank you to anyone who does listen in, even if you don't message. Like, I really, really appreciate it. I can see the listeners there every single week, so I really, really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. And I just wanted to start it off with a huge thank you, and on a positive note, because there's just a lot of good things happening. I'm feeling really happy and really settled, and I am really happy with how coaching is going. I always think like sometimes people might have just stumbled across this. So if you've never listened to my podcast before, my name's Tara. I'm an online coach. I used to be a radiographer in a trauma center for a few years. And then my passion always lied in health and fitness. So I kind of made the pivot over to online coaching, and I absolutely love it. I get to help people reach their goals. I get to help past versions of me that I see in people as well, to come out the other side like quicker, I suppose, because I've been through every fad diet there was. I used to be so hard on myself. I used to like constantly be, you know, like kind of on a diet, off a diet, like did the whole very, very strict dieting, realized that that's not how I want to live my life. And now my goal is to, I suppose, be healthy, fit, balanced, and still live my life and help people achieve that as well, because you can achieve that. You can still get your results and live your life, but you don't have to be, you know, constantly on a yo-yo diet, constantly feel like you're on a diet or feel like there's something wrong with you. And that's exactly what I get to do now. And I am obsessed, and I mean obsessed with my job. I love it so, so much. Like, it's so amazing that I get to do this, and I can't even believe it. So thank you so much to everyone who listens in, and thank you so much to anyone who maybe is a client who listens in, because honestly, you make my dreams come true every single day. And with that, now we're going into season 6 of Thrive. So for anyone who doesn't know, as I said, I'm Tara. I'm an online coach, and I have two styles of coaching. So I basically have one-to-one coaching, and then I also have group coaching. Now, the reason I created group coaching was basically so that I could help more people, but give like just as good of a service in a different way. So one-to-one coaching, as a lot of you will know, maybe you've inquired about coaching before with somebody else, or you've had it yourself, like it's very working, I suppose, one-to-one. Like, it's very inclusive in the fact that we get to know you very well, we know your lifestyle, we know what the crack is that's going on, we know your values, we work very closely together to get you to where you want to be. It might be somebody who needs a little bit more accountability, a little bit more help, or who has like an overall long-term goal to really, really make a change. Now, I am well aware, because like I came from, and I still am, like working class, you know, I'm aware that money isn't like an obstructor, I suppose, to coaching as well. So sometimes one-to-one coaching is not accessible for everyone. So I wanted to create another package, which would mean that more people can get the help that they need and can be a part of a community, because the journey can feel very lonely. And also then it's at a lower price point as well, but with just as good of coaching as you would get with one-to-one. And that's exactly what I've created in Thrive. We've had five runs of Thrive now, 5 groups gone through it, and this is the 6th one. And I literally was off the phone to Karen, so for anyone who doesn't know, I've got another coach who helps me on there called Kaz, at Kaz Coaching on Instagram, if you want to check her out. She's absolutely incredible. We are very similar with our values. She's a lot more with mobility and body weight style training, but our values of how we coach is very, very similar. So I brought her on to help me, because whenever we do the check-ins, I can't take on a wide volume of people and expect to be able to give them a good level of service, right? Like, as Thrive was growing, more people come in, I'm well aware that like I could easily just like blanket everything out for you guys. Like, I could just throw out stuff and be like, oh, there it is, or pretend to check you in. But that's not what real coaching is, and that's never what I want to do. Like, my service is the most important thing to me, and how like people experience my service is the most important thing, because you invest in us, you invest in me to help you. So how can I give you the best level of service? And with that, then I brought Kaz on to help, so that you could have another coach on there who has very similar values, but also comes at things from a different point of view, so she can break it down in different ways. And then the one-to-one check-ins are a lot more personal, because you get your coach on the program and you stay with them the whole way through, rather than chopping and changing and getting replies from me or her or X, Y, or Z. You know, that's not what it's about. And also, like, I think like for people who are listening into this, sometimes people see like my Instagram following, because for anyone who doesn't know, my Instagram following blew up this year, right? But I am still like the core of my entire business. I reply to every single Instagram DM that I get. I reply to every single inquiry myself. I reply to every single email that comes through. Like, it's still very much me. And I think sometimes previously, even I know myself, like I would have seen a coach who had loads of followers and I'd be like, well, her service is not going to be personal. And that's just not the truth. Like, when it comes to me anyway, like I don't have any VAs in my DMs or somebody else replying to you. It's very much me. I write all the programs myself. I coach myself. And yes, I do have another coach, Kaz, who helps out on the check-ins and helps out in the group of Thrive, but it's still predominantly me. So if anyone ever messaged me or things like, oh, she'll not reply, I do reply. I've had that so much lately that I was like, I need to clear that up a little bit, because like I think people think like followers mean everything, but in the reality of it, yeah, it's exciting to grow, and that means you're reaching more people. But like the people who just follow you, like maybe today or tomorrow, they don't know you yet. They need to get to know you, to get to know your coaching style or how you can help them, etc. So the real OGs really are on the podcast here. They're really here. And I listen to you. So I listen to what you say or ask, and I try and give as much value as I can. And that's why I am proud of my Instagram growing, because I'm like, what I give is value. And like my whole purpose is that like somebody will watch a video and be like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. And that's why like I can hands up say like I'm proud that I've got that many followers, because I hope that they're following me for that reason. You know, I'm not giving a quick fix. I'm not giving a fad, et cetera, et cetera. But I do reply to everything and I do see everything and it's all me. So in case you're ever like, I want to ask her like if this would be right for me or like maybe just have a conversation. I will never help anyone that I don't actually think that I can help. Like I refer out probably more people than I ever take in. That can be for a variety of reasons. But it's like your hairdresser. Like if you have a hairdresser, you generally go back to them again and again and again. And like, I might be like, that hairdresser is incredible, but for somebody else that might not be the right hairdresser. And that's kind of the theme of coaching. Like, you need to vibe with them, you need to make sure that you understand each other, that you maybe have similar values or that they could understand your values. Because like I can flat out say that like I'm not going to take anyone through a complete transformation to go on to a bikini prep stage, but I will help like normal people who want to get into shape, who maybe want to drop a little bit of body fat, who want to build healthier routines, who might need to drop a lot of body fat, and that would be a big transformation. But it's not the same as being like, if you don't hit your macros, like you're a bad person. I'm getting people away from that all or nothing mindset. Essentially, the past version of me is who I want to help today. So with that being said, that was kind of like a ramble there. I wanted to introduce you to Thrive again, reintroduce you. I've done a podcast on this before, but I thought, you know what, this will be more helpful to give it to like the up-to-date version, because yeah, this is our sixth one, which makes me so happy. Like I'm literally beaming from ear to ear. We are currently finishing off the fifth one. I've got the final check-ins this week. And then we're starting the next one on the 6th of November. So it's the sixth season on the 6th of November. And to me, that's just good vibes because I believe in all that stuff. So I'm very excited to announce that. So if anyone would like to sign up, you can listen to this podcast first, because obviously it'll give you a little bit more context behind it. And then if you want to, I'll leave the link in the description below. And also it will be on my Instagram, or if you have any questions after, as I said, you just message me and we'll have a little chat to see if it's right for you. So essentially, it's a 6-week group coaching program. So that means that we all start together on the same date. So it's the 6th of November. I basically created Thrive off the past version of me. And I say that because, as I said at the start of this, like I've been through it all. Like I've done the yo-yo diets. I've done the very strict side of things. I got the abs, but maybe went too far, lost my period, brought it back, healed my relationship with myself. And now I'm at the point where I'm like, I understand so much, because I always am somebody who likes to know the why behind things. And it really frustrated me that I seen so much stuff online that was like, do this, do that, do that, but like never explained A, how you do it, or B, why you do it. And I always think like, if you don't know what you're doing or why you're doing it, then what's the point? Because like, if I just put somebody on a calorie deficit, yeah, they can stick to it for 6 weeks, but what do they do after? Like they have no idea what to do. And that's what I found every time I like entered into a coaching program, or every time I, you know, started something like in an app or something, I was like, what now? Like, why does nobody like tell you how to continue? And I get it. Like people are there to make money. So they want you to come back and they kind of want to keep you confused. And I always remember that whenever I'm on Instagram, I'm like, the reason there's so much shite out here is because essentially they're trying to confuse you. So you'll keep coming back to be like, what, will that work? Will that maybe work? And like, that's a quick fix, so that might work, etc. Like, but it's all bullshit. And at the end of the day, this is your life. Like, you want to live it. You want to be able to get to where you want to be without compromising actually living. You've got a job, you've got responsibilities, etc., etc. And as a girl who's well worked in the NHS for years, worked night shifts, etc., I know what it's like. That, you know, you're wrecked and you have no time to make food, or you're constantly craving food on a night shift. Like, how do you overcome that, etc.? Whereas somebody who's maybe not experienced that can't really relate to the feeling that you get after a night out or after a night shift, and then you wake up the next day and you're so bloody exhausted that you're like, I feel hungover. That's what I always call it, like the post-night shift hangover. How do you get over that? And I think my past experience, even working like that and working immense hours, etc., really helps me be realistic in the coaching side of things and makes me realize that, like, you know, not right now the version of Tara can go to the gym in the middle of the day because it's quieter, but not everyone gets the privilege to do that, and that's okay. But how can we make it fit your lifestyle? And that is exactly, as I said, why I've created Thrive. I've created it so that you guys can essentially overcome all the versions that I used to be, and all that yo-yo diet and all or nothing mindset, start again on Monday, like holding myself back, telling myself it doesn't work for me, thinking I was broken, thinking I was fake or needed fixing, like, why would it not work for me but it will work for her, comparing myself to people online. I made this exact program so not only will you actually get real results, but you'll be able to sustain them. And I know that because how many hundreds of people have gone through Thrive now and they still come back to me saying, I'm so grateful for those 6 weeks. Like, I can't believe how much I changed in those 6 weeks. And I'm also the number one person who'll be honest with you. Like, you're not gonna look like immensely different in 6 weeks. You will look very different, but I'm not talking like you're gonna look like from a like a before photo that you're like, whoa, that transformation happened in 6 weeks. No, it didn't. That's not how it works. If it did, then it's highly unsustainable, and it's likely that it was very impractical measures or unhealthy measures to get you from that to that. Does not mean that you won't lose a lot of body fat or a lot of pounds or a few kg on the scales, absolutely. But I'm also here to say that, like, 6 weeks is an incredible way to get started. It's an incredible way to get the momentum building, but it's not going to be the all or nothing. You know, after the 6 weeks, what we essentially want to get you to a point is that the routine that you've created, you can sustain it after the 6 weeks. And if you want to sustain it then with our help, you can stay on. But if you don't want to and you feel like you learned a lot and you want to go on your own, then you are set up to do that. And that's exactly what I did on the final call this week with the current Thrive intake. I was like, right, this call is going to be all about how you can sustain this after the 6 weeks. Like, what next? Like, answering all the questions that they had, like, not worrying, do they need to change their calories, do they need to do anything different, should they swap their workouts, like, what happens now, and giving them a plan to go ahead. And that is super, super important. So one thing that I had learned from the past versions of Thrives to this one was I felt like it's incredible because you're getting everything, and I'll get into what you actually get when you're on Thrive and like what we do. But it's incredible because now what I've implemented is a weekly workshop, so it's more, instead of on-demand learning, because obviously that's what a lot of online coaching is, which is incredible because anyone in the world can be a part of it, you can watch it at any time around your shifts, etc. But also once a week we'll meet up, we'll do a weekly workshop on a different topic that I feel like is coming up quite a lot in the check-ins, and we'll go through that. So like, for example, on this round, we obviously had the welcome chat. We had, you know, what was going to happen over the next 6 weeks, what it would look like, and answering any questions everyone had. We had a self-love workshop on with a lady called Shannon. We had a life coach on who was essentially working on your mindset to overcome that whole I don't have time mentality, and that was absolutely incredible. We also had myself on talking about the menstrual cycle and why we feel impacted by that, because why in under God are we not taught that. I spoke all about that, taught people like what they can do, especially when you're on a fat loss phase, because it can feel even harder, explaining why it happens so that you have the knowledge to actually be like, right, okay, when this happens to me next month, what do I do? And then also the last one that we had as well is Kaz did some mobility to help people who are constantly like sitting all day, and it was a little follow along, and it was absolutely incredible as well. So we had so much packed in, and I felt like it was really, in my opinion, one of the best Thrives, because I felt like the community was really close and also everyone was learning. And the one thing that I pride myself on is I'm like, no question is too stupid, no question is too small, ask ask every single question that you might have. Even if you think like this is absolutely probably the stupidest thing ever, ask it, because I don't know that you're struggling until you let me know that you don't know that, okay? And that's what I always pride myself in. I'm like, this needs to be a community where you could just ask anything and you don't feel judged, because everyone is ultimately on their own journey. So within the 6 weeks, essentially, it's for you if you want to drop body fat, build a little bit of muscle, get into a routine, and essentially be able to sustain this. I do think when I first started Thrive, I was kind of like, yeah, like it's for anyone, and it is for anyone in the sense that, like, you know, I can program for fat loss, I can program for just muscle gain, I can program for, you know, weight gain, I can program for people who maybe don't want that, who just want well-being. But it is predominantly going to be people on there who want to drop a little bit of body fat and to get a little bit in shape, to build a routine, to, you know, get more muscle, to get into the physique that they essentially want, to feel comfortable in their own skin. And the reason I say that I'm pushing that side of things more is because it's like 98% that, and I don't want anyone to come on there being like, why is everyone doing this but I'm not doing this? You know, I wanted to kind of set that from the outset. 100%, if you don't want to lose body fat but you want to build muscle and get into a routine, this will be for you as well. But maybe somebody who's like recovering their period, or who, you know, maybe needs just like doesn't want to focus on any type of nutrition or hear the word fat loss, then it's not for you, because I don't want to trigger anyone or make anybody upset, okay? Thrive is completely personalized in the sense that, yeah, everyone has a similar goal, but everyone is individual. Like, I even said this earlier, I was like trying to script out reels, and I was like, me and my two sisters, we are literally the same people in the sense that, like, we couldn't be more alike. We've came from the same parents, very similar genetics, we look very similar, but we could not be more different. Like, if anyone knows my sisters, like, our bodies are completely different, our lifestyles are completely different, our work is completely different, our intolerances are different, completely different. And that just shows you, even if you are brought up in the same place, the same environment, went through the same thing for like, what, 18 years of our lives, we're still so different. So everyone is so different. So you have to remember, even when you go on to a group coaching program, it's for you individually to focus on your own exact measurements, your own exact progress, what you're doing, what fits into your lifestyle, not what fits into other people's, because we're all so different. Like, the past version of me who was a radiographer versus the version who I am now, her life looks so different, you know, like so different. I still have the same actions, but when I can fit the actions in, looks totally different, because I couldn't have just went to the gym in the middle of the day when I was working in the NHS, you know. It's completely different, so you shouldn't compare yourself to anybody. And with that, that means that your program, whenever you sign up to Thrive, you'll get a form. So you fill out all of your details, your weight, your height, your weight, all that there jazz. And then give me an overview of like your lifestyle. So like how active you are, how many times a week you want to work out, all that jazz, what you work at, etc. So that I have an idea of what your life looks like, so I can set realistic goals for you. So for example, if you were like to me, I'm somebody who drives to work for 2 hours, I sit at a desk all day and I come back and I have to drive for 2 hours, I would not set you a step goal of 10,000 steps, because it's highly unlikely that you're gonna actually sustain that. You know, you're better off being realistic, increasing whatever we can in your capacity. And but that's why every single program is written specifically for you, because everyone's goals will be the same, but everyone's method to get there will be different. So your programs are individually written for you by me. I go through every single program, whether I'm your coach on it or Kaz is your coach, I still write all the programs. It can either be gym based, or it can be at home workouts, or we even have people who just want to come to Thrive for the mindset side of things and for the nutrition side of things and for accountability to get their own workouts done. So some people will already be on like subscriptions that they want to continue, or they might be going to like a gym that they feel like they love, or they're playing football, or, you know, maybe they just don't want to work out at all. I say it before and I'll say it again, like, exercise is not the reason you'll lose body fat, but exercise is incredible for your overall mental health and well-being, and for your overall health in general. It's one of the most underrated things that we can do to improve our health. So I would always recommend that people do some form of exercise. And obviously, if your goal then was to, you know, not just lose body fat but also to tone up, you need to do some form of training in order to get there. So I'll explain all that on the challenge, but I just want to lay it out to be realistic and honest with like what would be involved. So yeah, I write all the programs, they're specific for you, so don't worry if you're like, well, I'm a, you know, a shift worker, I'm a mom, etc. I also know that like I've worked with so many moms now who are incredible, but it's harder for you in the sense that like getting your own little separate time is very different, you know, meal prepping, etc. is possible, but it's going to look different. being, you know, in the car running to the kids, etc., is going to be different. There'll be days where they get sick and you can't do anything, but like knowing that something is always better than nothing, and that's exactly what Thrive is getting you over that like all or nothing mentality and getting you into that like, right, this is my routine, this is my life, I'll be able to sustain this even if I finish up with Thrive and even if, you know, Tara isn't there anymore. And that's what I want to get you in these 6 weeks. I talk a lot about mindset, and that's a huge, huge part of Thrive. When I talk about mindset, I don't want anyone to get it twisted. Like, I'm not saying I'm a therapist, but it's more about getting out of that mindset, that negative self-talk of, you know, I can't do this, I'm not able, there's something wrong with me, oh fuck it, it's the weekend, you know, let's just wait till next week. And then find yourself like 2 weeks in and you're back to square one because you've let your mind spiral. I talk about mindset in that side of things. We're going to get rid of that all or nothing mentality. We're going to keep our lit, as I like to call it, like keep going, understanding that you can make so much progress even if you fuck up. You can make so much progress even if you have a day off, even if you've got hen parties, even if you've got work parties, etc. And listen, that's going to be a huge part of Thrive this time around, because this one is on the 6th of November, meaning that we're going to be going right up until the week before Christmas, which I think is the perfect time for anyone who wants to get this done, because like I'm not going to sit here and be like it's the easiest time of the year. It's not. It's going to be hard, but like the beauty of it is that it's going to be hard. So can you imagine if you use this last 20% of the year to give it a real good push? Like, imagine what it'll be like in the new year when you don't feel like you're starting with square one again. You understand that like you're going to be able to, and that's what we're going to talk a lot about, is fit in like, you know, the nights out with friends, or like uni friends coming home, or going to work social parties, you know all the things that are going to be coming up, like cheese boards, etc., wine, winter wonderland, Christmas markets, etc. How can you fit all of that in and still make progress? You can. You 100% can, and you're far better off, you know, doing that rather than being like throw the towel in, I'll just start again in January. Like, we're so far out from January now. I want you to let go of that thing that like new year, new me. No, like, how about we start now, and then in the new year you can just continue being you, and you can take a few days off for Christmas, you can take a week off, 2 weeks off, it doesn't matter, whatever that looks like for you, you can do, and you'll not ruin any of your progress. So that's what I talk about when I talk about mindset. It's like getting rid of that all or nothing mentality, getting rid of that like I don't have time mentality, that self-sabotage mentality, and getting you to a place that you feel like, right, you know what, I can do this, I am able to do this. Like, if she can do it, I can do it. And proving to yourself that you're able to do it. And also, if you can do it in the winter months, I promise you, when you get to the part of spring next year, you'll be buzzing with yourself. And also, for anyone who's listening who maybe is in Sydney or who's in Australia, and then obviously people in Ireland, we're on different, you know, we're also on different time zones, but we're on different parts of the year, so it's coming to summer here versus Ireland, it's, you know, coming into winter. It doesn't matter where you are, because this program will help everyone. Everyone's going to have Christmas parties, everyone's going to be, you know, doing those things, socializing. The methodology doesn't change no matter what year it is. It's just about how we can maintain it throughout different phases of the year. And I'll be brutally honest, and I know that all those things are coming up, so if you're listening to this, be like, there's no point, I've got something on every weekend until Christmas. That's exactly why this is the point to do it, you know? And I wish somebody would have told me that when I was younger and had this in place for me, because I really struggled with that. I was like, oh, I'll start again in January, or I would keep going and trying, and I just keep slipping up, and I'd be feeling so bad and so guilty. But like, when you know that you can do what you value and still get results, oh, it's such a game changer. And honestly, it all comes from your mental space and how you speak to yourself, because you spend the most time talking to yourself in your own head, and you can get so, so far by January, and I can't say that enough. So as I said, mindset is included, because I always say there's like three facets to my coaching: mindset, nutrition, and training. So that's the mindset side of things. And you'll get your nutrition targets depending on what your goal is, whether that be just muscle building, whether that be fat loss, whether that just be overall improving your nutrition, and you don't want to look at the scales, etc. That's totally fine. I don't share people's bodies on Instagram. You'll have noticed that. I share a lot of like what people have said. And whilst that probably isn't going to drag in as many people, because, you know, it's not like clickbait, it's also just like my client's preference, and I'll never put up somebody's body who doesn't actually want to be on there, you know? So in case you're ever like, why does she not share that? It's entirely down to the client. And also, sometimes even if they say yes, I'm like, I don't even feel comfortable sharing you in your underwear on my Instagram. Like, I don't think that's very fair to you. Now, right now, that's my view. That might change. And if somebody did have even a before and after picture that they felt really comfortable with and they were happy with, that's totally up to them. I will share that, but I would never share anything in case you're like, what the hell? I don't want to, you know, do that. But we will have your nutrition targets. We'll have your guidance, whether you track or you don't track. You can do both. It doesn't matter. Tracking is very helpful to just educate yourself on nutrition. But if it's really annoying for you and you don't want to do it, it's not essential. Then, as I said, your gym program will be built specifically for you. It'll either be at home or in the gym. You can do your own training as well. You will have all of that built in on my app. So you'll get access to my app. Your program will be specifically built for you. You'll be able to track your weights, your reps, and see videos of the exercises. So it's super simple to follow along. There'll be some people who are maybe a little bit more progressed in the gym who can go to like the barbells and feel comfortable over there. And then there's other people who'd be like, I just want to stick to dumbbells or kettlebells, or I just want to stick to the machines, and that's completely fine. We can program it to you and your level. Hopefully we could get your confidence up a little bit over the 6 weeks, but also not traumatize you so that you wouldn't actually do it. Okay. The most amazing part of Thrive, in my opinion, is the community aspect. So you would become a part of the Thrive community. There is a WhatsApp group chat, and in there we answer and ask any questions you might have. So if you have questions, you pop them in there and we'll answer them. And then we also do a weekly Q&A. So for anyone who's eavesdrop in on the other ones, I upload them on the podcast, so you'll see loads of them if you want to go back and listen into like what kind of things we answer. But it'll be either Thrive or Thriving and podcasts are called. I answer all the questions, usually along with Kaz. Sometimes it's just myself, but we answer any questions that you might have. They go into the group chat, and it just means that we're not like replying with a small like 3 or 4 worded answer. I'm just telling you what to do. We're explaining why you do it or how you could do it, and that's really, really helpful. People love them. So all the Q&As go on there, and then you can listen back to them when you're on your hot girl walks, or if you're out and about cleaning, or you're, you know, doing whatever you're doing. They're very, very helpful. The other thing that we have in the group, which I love, and actually today is Wednesday, so I can't wait, because it's Wednesday win day, which means we basically share all of our wins. So that might be like a win in the gym, that might be a win in your nutrition, that might be like for the first time ever you said no and you set boundaries. Maybe that is saying yes to cake and in the office and overcoming it. That might be, you know, whenever you've got 3 events on, like saying, okay, well, I'm going to this one event, but on the other 2, I'm going to make sure I eat at home and I won't eat out, and I'll make some changes in my drinks, and like being proud of yourself for doing that. It could be going on a hike for the first time and not getting out of breath. It might be a personal win. We share those as well. And it also might be somebody holding up their hands, being like, I'm holding up my hand to say my win today is admitting that like I slipped up a little bit, but I'm back on it today. And like, those are the best wins ever. The wins are the best part. I actually have them on an Instagram highlight. If anyone wants to go and check them out to be like, oh, I wonder what these are. We share them all and we all like help each other out. And if anyone's struggling as well, it's not just toxic positivity. Like, if you're struggling, you put it in and we'll help you. And that's what I always say. I often get emails from people during the challenge because I'm often like, listen, if you're struggling, if you're sitting there in the background being like, I need help, but I don't want to ask, just email and we can give you a little bit of a heads up or a little bit of help at the time rather than waiting for the check-ins. So then you'll get a check-in with your coach. So once we have our initial call, every 2 weeks you'll get a check-in. So that means over the 6 weeks, bi-weekly, you'll have check-ins. In the check-in, it's specifically, as I said, for you. You'll get a reply from your coach. So once you sign up, you'll either be assigned from me or Kaz, and you have us the entire way throughout the challenge so that you're with the same person and they get to know you. So if you have any questions, you just email me if I'm your coach, or you email Kaz. It's absolutely no problem. And then, yeah, we essentially look back at like how you feel like you're getting on, what wins you're getting on, and then also, more importantly, like, what are you struggling with? How can we improve the struggles that you're having? Is there a reason that this is happening? Like, is your sleep off? Is maybe your lack of preparation off? Like, what could we maybe do in order to get you to where you need to be? Or is it maybe your tracking's off, or you know, you're just self-sabotaging yourself, like pulling up on those things so that we can essentially help you and set out some goals for the next 2 weeks and then go from there. Obviously, with, you know, the training, the mindset, the nutrition, we also set habits so that we can get you into a routine. So like small things like looking after your nutrition, drinking enough water, if you are maybe looking to increase the fruit or vegetables in your diet, all those little things that you can tick off. We have the habits all on your app so that you can tick it off and hold you accountable. So I'm able to see absolutely every one of those, and so is Kaz. And then also we'll get you to rate things. So like, say if you're like, my sleep is completely off, like I don't know how to improve it, we can help you with that. If your lack of preparation is off, or you don't know like when you should eat certain things or making certain swaps, we can help you swap things out. If you're maybe going on a trip, how can we essentially counter that in? If you've got a night out, how do we fit that in? Teaching you all of those things about like how you can balance your weekends, how you can go away and come back and pick up where you left off, etc., etc. All of those things are what we go through on the check-ins as well. And all the habits there that you can tick off are very good, because then, as I said, you can be accountable, and we love a bit of accountability. Like, is there anything better than like checking off a checklist? I literally don't think so. And also it can just show you that like every day you should be proud of yourself, because you're making so much progress, even in the little small things. Obviously we'll have progress markers like taking your photos, doing your measurements, etc., but they're only if you want to do them. I don't force people into doing anything. I recommend it, but I don't force them into doing anything, because again, it's your body, it's not mine, and how you want the consent to give it out, that stuff is entirely up to you. But I do recommend having some form of measurement so that you can get away from like being obsessed with the scales, because I know when I was younger, or like a few years ago, I would have been like, oh my god, the scales aren't moving, like what is wrong with me? But then now that I know, I educate other people into why the scales might not be moving. Like, is it your time of the month? Is it what you've eaten? Is it a case that maybe you haven't been tracking 100% accurately, and actually you're not in a deficit, etc.? And like calling ourselves out a little bit, because at the end of the day, I can be as compassionate as you know you want, but sometimes it's a little bit of tough love to be like, listen, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, and in order to do to get what you want to get, you need to do something different. So there'll also be obviously a little bit of tough love in there to be like reality, I suppose. Like, we all want results, but you need to put in effort. I'm not going to sit here and say that it doesn't require effort, but if you give the time and the energy into the program, you will get so much back from it. And I see the people who get involved the most and the people who give it their best shot, they learn the most, and they also are able to sustain it the longest. So it's just a program I'm really proud of. I know that if you sign up, you will get so much out of it if you get involved in it, and if you ask us questions and you stick to what we kind of tell you to do, and you come at it with like a positive mindset of like, I've got this, I can do this, even when it's hard, I'm gonna reach out, we're gonna do it together. And take me through right this period of coming up to Christmas, whether it's summer where you are, whether it's winter where you are, it does not matter. Still putting the hard work in now, so come the new year, you don't have to do that whole like, oh, new year, new me. Now, don't get me wrong, I love new year, new me. Like, I'm all for setting intentions, but I hate that we have to wait and waste our lives waiting on the next thing to tell us that we can go and do something. Like, there's nothing wrong with now, there's nothing wrong with today. So if you do want to sign up or you have any questions about it, obviously reach out to me. I will leave the link in the description below, or it'll be on my Instagram bio, it'll probably be on my stories, or if you want to DM me Thrive and have a little chat about what it is that your goals are, we can have a chat about it. It's absolutely no problem. As I said, I'm not going to sign anyone up that I don't feel like I can actually help you, and that's the most important thing, that we get on, we vibe, and we feel like, you know what, she's the right coach for me. It starts on the 6th of November. The signups will close the weekend before the 6th. Ideally, if you could and you think you're going to sign up or want to sign up, please sign up before that, just because I can get your program ready to go for the Monday, rather than people all signing up, which happens every week or every launch, like on the Sunday night. And I get it, like I understand. But if you sign up on the Sunday night, then your program may not be ready by the Monday, because I write all the programs straight away when they come through. But obviously, if they come through thick and fast and you've signed up a few hours before it's supposed to start, you might be waiting a day on your program. So ideally, do it before. I'm also running a half marathon on the weekend before it starts, so you'd be really helping me out a wee bit if you signed up before. But I also understand that, and as I said, the signups will be open until the weekend before, until it gets full, and then it closes depending on the demand. But I am so excited to announce, as I said, that it's the 6th launch. If anybody has any questions or feels like maybe I can help them, I would absolutely love to help you. As I said, no question is too small, no question is too stupid. I want you to get the best results that you can coming into the new year, coming into Christmas, feeling like you're a boss ass bitch, but you can tackle all of those events, enjoy them, not be worrying about them, not be completely restrictive and then overeat, etc., etc. Get rid of that all or nothing mentality and actually create a lifestyle that you want to be able to do not just in summer, but in summer, spring, winter, autumn, all year round, and something that you feel like you can genuinely sustain. So if you feel like that's for you, then come and join us. I cannot wait until the next one launches and gets going. And if anyone has any questions, you know where I am. Keep her lit.